Art for Art's Sake kicks off this weekend with citywide gallery openings. Acclaimed photographer Sandro Miller's groundbreaking collaboration, Malkovich, 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 on view at Mack Grider Gallery, pays homage to photographic masters, featuring actor John Malkovich visually morphing into a range of iconic characters. Sandro Miller joins us by phone. Hello, Sandro.
Hello, Diane. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here on your show.
And we're happy to have you. This was an ambitious project. Why did you want to recreate some of the world's iconic photographs?
About 2012, I was diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer. There's a lot of chemo, a lot of radiation, a lot of different type of testing. And so I had to take a year off of shooting from my commercial business. And it was in that time of recovery that I started thinking about my career. Start thinking about family, thinking about, you know, life in general. It came to me that I had this really splendid career, and so much of it came because of the great masters before me. They had inspired me so deeply and taught me so much by the portraits that I would study of theirs. In my mind, there's 60, 70 portraits that I feel just really changed the way that I took a look at photography, the way I looked at portraiture. I could close my eyes and these images could come to me. I mean, they're that masterful and they're embedded in my brain. So I started to think, how could I possibly ever say thank you? And I decided that maybe the possibility was to pay a homage to each one of them by choosing the most iconic image they ever created in their career and then recreating it with my muse, John Malkovich.
What masters do you pay homage to in this exhibit?
Some of the masters go back into the 1800s, early 1900s, up into current day. You know, I'm representing Annie Leibovitz, Diane Arbus, Victor Skrebnevsky, Arthur Sassy, Albert Watson, Richard Avedon, David Bailey. There's 61 images. Doretha Lang is another very, very, very important woman that I covered that was very important to me. Patrick DeMarchier, Josef Karsch. There's about 55 photographers that have been represented in this project. So right now there's a total of 61 images in the exhibition, which is, it's complete now. I'll never revisit this project again, at least not in this form. In New Orleans at the Mack Grider Gallery, this will be the very first time in the United States that this whole exhibition has been shown. It's been shown in many museums in Europe, but this will be its first trip back to the United States in its entirety.
Tell us about the magic that happened in front of your lens.
You know, John played many, many different characters. He played Doretha Lang's migrant mother, David Bailey's Mick Jagger. He played Che Guevara, Ernest Hemingway, Winston Churchill, Marilyn Monroe, John Lennon. It goes on and on. Bette Davis, Alfred Hitchcock, Andy Warhol. And John had to, you know, virtually morph himself into each one of these characters.
Those must have been some incredible sessions.
Oh, the crew in the studios on those days were about 30 deep. I mean, that's truly how many people that it takes to really pull off a project like this. And when John was on set, you know, the crew would kind of mingle behind me quietly, trying to disappear, but still everybody wanting to watch the process. And you could just hear gasp, you know, when you would see John transform. It was just like, what? You know, you could see it. And I mean, it was a bit eerie, but it was a genius at work.
Tell us a little about yourself and your attraction to photography. What inspired you to become a photographer?
You know, I was 16 years old. I picked up this photography magazine and saw these two incredible images by Irving Penn. I didn't know who Irving Penn was. I didn't know who these two sitters were. One was Picasso, and the other one was Celeste, a French theater actress. I didn't know any of these people. I was so moved by these two portraits. That was the tipping point in my life. I started saving my money, went out and bought my first camera, and began teaching myself photography. You know, I came from a very poor family, single mom raising three kids. Our father had been killed in an automobile accident when we were all infants. So we grew up, you know, very poor. And there was no chance to going off to some big university to learn photography. So it was something if I wanted to achieve, I was going to have to learn myself. You know, I began shooting at a very, very early age. I started collecting books. My collection of books today, photography books, is over 1,300. And I continue to purchase books and I continue to study them because it's these books and these masters that I study that have truly helped me my whole career and have really have made me who I am today as a photographer.
Are you saying that you were pretty much self-taught?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, self-taught.
Wow.
Yeah. As a very young Sandro, that's what I did. I bought these books and I just spent hours and hours dissecting every image.
What is your hope in inspiring viewers as you give back to masters who have inspired you?
You know, this world today, Diane, everybody with a cell phone has become a photographer. But so few people really know where it all came from. And if they study these 61 images, you're going to see 50 plus of the top photographers in the world. You don't need to go any further than this 50 photographers to learn the history of portrait photography and photography.
Wow. Sandro, congratulations.
Thank you, Diane. I really, really, really appreciate you having me on. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you. I hope I get to meet you when I'm down there in New Orleans this weekend. And please stop by the show. I'd love to see you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the show and to meeting you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Diane.
Sandro Miller's groundbreaking exhibition, Malkovich, 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 Homage to Photographic Masters, opens with an artist reception on Saturday evening, October 5th, from 6 until 9 at Mack Grider Gallery, 615 Julia Street, as part of the Citywide Art for Art's Sake celebration.